Hello, and welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Hello, welcome back to Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. It is the 17th of January, and wow, do we have a lot to report.
Yeah, it's snowing outside right now. I mean, not a lot. It's just kind of been flurries. And we had this really weird snow squalls.
Those were weird.
Yeah, I had never seen such a thing or heard it called that, at least. But yeah, we've been doing that for the last few days, which have been really weird. It's like mini blizzards. I like the kind you eat, but it's weird.
It is, but kind of a cool little weather phenomenon.
Yeah, and they don't last long, but yeah, so right now it's just kind of flurrying, but we're thinking gardening.
So the gardening season has started here at Five Feline Farm. There's so much happening.
Actually, tomorrow I will start seeds.
That is super exciting. We've spent some time picking out and talking about the kinds of varieties that you're going to grow. And what I think is particularly cool, we've been talking off and on the podcast about videos and lessons, all of that, and we are in production.
Yeah, that was something that I kind of, you know, I didn't know whether that was something that I wanted to do. We talked about, you know, I'm not real super comfortable with being on camera. And, you know, that's what I did for a living for 24 years was teach. But you just don't stop teaching.
You don't. And it's funny because, well, I don't know if funny is the right word, but I am the videographer, so I'm behind the camera for the most part.
That's like reversed role.
It is.
That's totally different. So that's weird too.
And I'm really, really enjoying doing the video and editing those videos.
And there's a lot of that.
Well, there's some. And as we go forward with that, it's been really cool to see you. You know, you're talking about comfort levels with being taped, but as soon as you get going with that, you totally launch into sharing and teaching. Here's what you do with your garden setup, and it's really, I think, going to be a format that people will enjoy.
I hope so, because it's live and it's real. And even our conversation, we taped our conversation about how we choose some of the varieties that I will later plant. And, you know, I hope people find that interesting because it's real. That's really what we do. We're doing it live. I mean, you won't see it live, but as things are changing in terms of gardening this season, we'll be taping those segments as they're happening. And you can kind of follow along with our process, and hopefully we'll give you some tips of things that you can do to make gardening better for you.
So our plan with that is that within the next week or so, we will have the first set of videos and instructional materials loaded into our school website, and we'll be advertising that. We are going to set a very discounted price for this year, for 2021. And all of you who sign up for that, you will get lifetime access. It will be your chance to follow along with us throughout the entire year and season. And we will add lessons as things happen. So you'll be part of building this. You'll be able to send us questions. We may do some live calls. So I think it's going to be really fun to build this along with our audience.
Yeah, I think so too. And it kind of makes sense, you know. We're not recreating anything because we did talk about, you know, okay, here we are in January. So how are we going to do a gardening series? We're just recording it as we go along and each step of it. And it's kind of really coming together.
It is. So truly, my goal is within the next week or two, we will be ready for a launch, and you can get in on the ground floor of this.
Yeah, so we'll have more information available out in social media and through our email on how you can get in on the ground floor and be one of the cool kids and go to Five Feline Farm School.
It's cool to be in farm school.
Yes, it is.
And another thing that we have done this week, order a potting shed.
Yes, and we've talked about, you had this really nice plan for a potting shed. You presented that somewhere probably in mid-December or so, I think. And right. I was really excited. It's like, yes, you know, so that's all I talk about most of the time.
You really do need a potting shed, a place to pull all of your equipment together in one place. And really do the work of the garden that occurs outside.
Yeah, right now, one of the biggest greenhouse in particular is kind of a storage shed. So, you know, we're limited some with the plants that I can start in there. So all of the potting materials, soil, pots, all of that will be able to be in the potting shed. Get that out of the greenhouse. More room for plants, which, you know, I like that.
That's really your goal here.
It kind of is. But we changed our whole process about thinking about the potting shed because it was going to be a custom build. We were going to do that. And so we kind of started exploring some different patterns and plans for those. And kind of found one that we really liked and kind of decided that we would just buy a kit.
Right. We went from a pure stick-built plan. I had drawn out some plans to scale. It had some nice features. And someone had posed a question to us about a month ago about how do we decide when we're going to build something, reuse something, or buy something? You know, how do we make that decision? And this is a perfect example. We could have built a potting shed from scratch. Go buy the lumber, prep the ground, all of that. But as we looked at the time of year it is, our other commitments, particularly in building this business and the school, we plan to open up again mid to late March. There just was not going to be time to do that. So then we looked at a kit. Have somebody drop a kit and we'll assemble it. Maybe get some help, do that over 2 or 3 days. But even that started to impact our time, and some of that was going to be just really heavy work that we couldn't lift.
Yeah, as we found a kit that we really liked, one, we would have to pay for freight to have it brought. I think it was going to come like in 2 boxes.
Right.
Which, you know, those are going to be really heavy. And so we would have had to break it down a little bit at a time. So once it's here, then we have to install it, which I'm sure we could build it and put it together. But the roofing materials, I believe, came installed, but not up where they needed to be. So we would have to try to figure out how to raise this roof.
So that was going to be a huge, huge issue. And as we talked about it and thought about the help we would need to get that done, to make sure it was all square and plumb and all those other lovely terms, we started thinking of yet another plan.
Yeah, we have had some buildings. Actually, our mercantile
Yes. Is
a custom-built portable building that we designed. And there's a local dealer in Mattoon that we like to use. And so we thought, you know, let's see if Larry can help us out with a plan.
Right. So we did. We went over this past week and talked to Larry at Thompson Sales. He is a dealer for Prairie Built Barns. And we were able to modify very quickly. He caught the vision, knew what we were going for, and helped us modify a potting shed. And I'm so excited about the options.
It's going to be unique. No one else has anything like this yet. But
everybody's going to want one.
I hope so. Maybe. I don't know. But I'm excited about it. So that's going to be the new plan. We're going to have someone else build this building for us. And so we'll be able to just move in quicker, save us a whole lot of time, and probably in the long run, some money.
Without a doubt. Because one of the things when you're making these kinds of decisions that you have to account for is the value of your time. And when they bring this building in and set it down, they will level it. We will then build a ramp to the door and skirting. That will be it. And then you can move in. All of your garden materials can go right in.
Yeah, it'll have a workbench. I mean, they're going to do all of that. Because we looked at several different options of, you know, how we could do the... try to do it as economically as we could, but yet get it the way we want. Because one of the things that we've learned, when we settle for something less, we're not usually happy with that. We then add on, or we say, I wish I would have or could have. Instead, I think we really thought through this, and I'm looking forward to getting that. It'll be a while because it's custom built, but I'm looking forward to it.
We will for sure post some pictures when that arrives and you get it set up. In the meantime, a huge shout out and cowbell for Larry at Thompson Sales in Mattoon. Thank you, Larry. And if any of our listeners need a portable building of any sort and you are close to the Mattoon area or within driving distance, we highly recommend you check him out. We'll even put a link to his website in our show notes.
He's easy to work with, high quality buildings. And he takes his time with us and he's patient.
And he totally grasped. I can't really even explain how easily. And he had good suggestions and really helped talk through and think through all of the detail and get us what we're after. So, that was pretty cool.
I'm excited about that. It's one thing that we don't have to build. We can take that. We guessed it would probably take us about 3 weeks, maybe, depending on weather and if we, you know, the help and that sort of thing. But this will free up at least a few weeks of our time.
Absolutely. We will be able to do the skirting and the ramp in one day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've done that many times. So that will seem like nothing because we would have had to have done that with another building anyway. Yes. So that's minor.
So that is like huge for this week. Starting the videos is another enormous thing that we've been promising for a while and is just about to be released. It is on the cusp. So, wow, what a week.
It has been quite a week, and tomorrow I start plants, so I'm very excited about that. So you will see lots of pictures, I'm sure, on social media.
Yes, you will. And I'll try to get maybe even some of those sent out in email or attached to this podcast. I don't know. We'll get them to you somewhere.
Yeah. So exciting times at Five Feline Farm.
You bet.
Kind of sounds like a movie or something.
Oh.
Oh, I don't know. We're not ready for that yet.
Not yet.
Maybe next year.
Right.
So there you have it.
Until next time.
See ya.
See ya. Hello, and welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting.